Hello and welcome back to the Movie Rubric. I am Timothy McDaniel.
Cole Wright.
Jonah Jovi.
And we are in my living room. So if something sounds weird, something sounds off, get over it. We're trying something new today. That's and nice. Honestly, I do have to say, I don't know if this is going to be a permanent thing. Don't know if this is going to be a long-term thing. It's a lot more comfortable.
Yeah.
I would agree. Yeah. I would absolutely agree.
Sitting on a couch. Yeah. We did a 13-ish hour board game this past Saturday. So the room where we normally record is just full of board game paraphernalia, and I haven't had a chance to clean it up yet. So we're in here today. So if you hear a cat like come up and meow, please applaud for my cats. They are the stars of this show.
Yay.
We watched Cole. When did we actually watch this movie? We're going to be talking about The Wild Robot. When did we actually watch it?
Last Monday. So it's been over a week since we watched this.
Yeah. So it's been a while. We watched it, and then we had some, we couldn't immediately get together and record it, and then I had some stuff come up, and so we weren't able to do it, and then we needed to wait till Election Day so for us to all get together and actually talk about the episode.
Yeah. Happy Election Day, or not Happy Election Day, depending on how you view it.
Yeah, depending on what happens later.
No, I disagree. Happy Election Day. I hope both teams win.
Yeah, let's just have fun out there tonight, you know?
Yeah, just get out there, really.
You know what? As long as you try your hardest, it doesn't matter if you win or lose.
That's facts.
Absolutely. That's facts. I told my students, I said, I don't care who you vote for. Just go vote. Just go vote. Jonah, did you vote today?
I did vote. Right before I came here, I voted.
Yeah, who'd you vote?
We're going to get into that.
I love
turning to a political podcast.
Yeah. I love Jonah, but I was worried if I didn't like cut that off.
He would say
like,
it.
Oh, yeah.
No, I would have made something up immediately.
Yeah, I wrote in Gojo to Satoru.
Jonah, I actually wrote in you on my ballot.
That's, oh, really?
Yeah.
Dude, I actually wrote in you.
Oh, well. No one voted for you then.
Oh, yeah.
Dang. I know I voted for Tyler.
Oh, wait. Jonah wrote me in.
Okay, good.
Movie
rubric for president.
We should have just all wrote the movie rubric on our ballot.
You know what? If we would have ended up on the news that way, it would have been free advertising.
Lot of people would have tuned in angrily, probably.
So this is my third time voting, and all three times I see where it says you can write someone in, and I am just so tempted every single time to write something stupid in that box.
I think I really hope the government like releases a list of like the top write-in names, like who is the most written in name, like Shrek or something.
Well, you think they have to show how many votes for write-ins we got, right?
You would think.
I don't remember ever seeing one though.
The reason I said Gojo is because I got invited to a Facebook group called Vote Gojo for President, and it's the blue-eyed dude from Jujutsu Kaisen that all the girls are fawning over, including my wife, and they were like, vote Gojo for president. And I was like, honestly, be kind of fire.
I saw a TikTok. A guy posted a picture of his ballot with Gojo written on it. They already did it.
Good.
It's happening.
Yes, I love it. Honestly, I had to redo my ballot because I was reading the names, and both of the names started with an M on one thing, and I put the tiniest, itiest, bittiest little dot you've ever seen in the world before. I went, oop, and then clearly filled in the other name, and then I had to go back and
I messed up. Yeah.
me and you were going to go get we thought it was breakfast, but it ended up being lunch because we were too late on it. But you're like, I'm like, oh, yeah, I'm going to go vote before I meet up with you. He's like, dude, it's line's a mile long. I'm like, I'm going anyway. Walked in, done before Tyler.
Still he really was.
Easy.
I went. And I stood in the long, like, first off, the line didn't move for like 15 straight minutes. And then once it started moving, it just kept moving. I think one person was stalling up the whole line. And then I got up there and I was like, here's my name. Here's my address. And they were like, after they looked, I think you're at the wrong table. Why don't you go check table three? And then I went to table three and they were like, I think you're at the wrong table. I think you're actually table four. And I was like, okay, cool, 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 cool. Went to table four and then went, and they were like, oh, actually, you're table two. So I went to all four tables.
All four
today.
Tables went around the world.
As I was voting, I heard Cole walk in. And I was like, this man. So, hey, enough about, yeah, we joked about saying this is the president rubric.
The politics.
Yeah, we're going to rank all our favorite presidents starting out. Jonah, who's your
I got to go with Calvin Coolidge.
Yeah, Calvin Coolidge.
Not Abe Lincoln. Yeah, dude, Abe Lincoln's our man.
Abe Lincoln's
too tall. Too tall.
Too tall.
And too dead.
Too dead. Oh, my gosh. That's crazy.
A lot of them are too dead, frankly.
I mean, too true.
He got two shot. Oh, well, he got actually he got one shot.
Did you see?
God.
I'm so sorry. This is not a political podcast. Did you see that the Secret Service made some announcement? I don't know if it's the actual Secret Service account, but it was something. Someone asked them a question. They said, like, we are no longer providing security for RFK Jr. because I think he's, like, no longer officially running. So
he was on the ballot today.
He was on the ballot, but I don't think he's like officially.
I thought he dropped.
I think he dropped, and it was really funny. So they tweeted and they said like, "We are no longer providing security for RFK Jr." And then someone made from the Muppets movie, and it said the CIA, and it's like, "It's time for a sequel."
Oh no, we're doing a sequel.
That's crazy.
Oh man,
it's like what a perfect meme.
Robert,
honestly.
Do not get in a car in Dallas. Yeah, things
I hope
happen.
I hope no harm comes to anyone, but I did think that Muppet meme was fire.
It was pretty funny.
On that transition, the wild
robot, the children's movie.
So, all right. I think more people today should go watch The Wild Robot. I think it's a very timely movie. Let's just kind of get into it. I don't have anything with me because we're on the couch and we're unhinged today. So I'll just go ahead and say, spoiler free, I loved this movie. I think it was a movie made by moms for moms, but I think any parent will get more out of it than people who don't have kids. But if you're someone like me who has no kids, I still think it was a fantastic movie. What were your guys' thoughts on it?
I really love this movie a lot, actually. I think it might be like one of my probably my favorite movie of the year, besides like Dune, maybe.
Really?
I really enjoyed it a lot, actually. Even though I'm not a mom yet, I really enjoyed it a lot.
Not a mom yet. Are you planning on becoming a mom soon?
We'll see what happens. You know, you never know what life has in store. You know.
Yeah.
I could get pregnant.
Good. You could.
Yeah.
Cole, what was your thoughts on it?
I enjoyed it. I mean, I wouldn't go as far to say it's my favorite movie of the year. That's I wouldn't say it's even close on that, but.
Not even close?
Yeah. Dang.
Hold up. With that in mind, sorry, I turned down my headphones like literally a millimeter, if that, and like I went from everyone is screaming to I can't hear anybody. There was no one between. It's like adjusting the hot water in the shower. There we go. I think that's a better angle. It's not even close to your favorite movie of the year when this year we have watched Joker 2.
I've watched movies, so that's not been on
Borderlands.
True.
Trap, Twisters. Was the Marvels this year?
No, that was
Deadpool
in last
Wolverine
year.
Was though.
Deadpool Wolverine was. So
Beetlejuice was.
So that's where I was getting ready to go with it.
There's some bangers this year. I can see it now.
Yeah. So that's what I was getting ready to go with it. So then, Cole, what is your favorite of the year then?
I mean, favorite of the year that I've watched.
Like up there in the favorites. Like you said, it's not even in the top.
I mean, Deadpool and Wolverine's got to be my favorite that I've watched this year.
That's fair.
Beetlejuice.
Whoa, bro. That was like six times. You're going to summon him twice.
It's not Halloween anymore. We don't care.
Yeah,
that's up there.
Yeah.
Those two for sure. Probably the top of my that I've seen this year.
Yeah. That was valid.
Yeah.
Deadpool and Wolverine was very, very good. I loved Alien Romulus.
Oh, yeah. Romulus.
Ooh, I forgot about that.
I would put Romulus over this.
Yeah.
Movie.
That's fair.
My favorite.
I would honestly, no.
But I still agree with Jonah in that it's one of my favorite movies I've seen this year. Like, it's in the top five, probably.
Yeah, I would definitely say top five at least. Probably top three for me.
Like, I do like Dune. Dune 2.
Dune was cool.
Dune 2 was great. I did like Alien. But then how do you compare a movie like this movie?
I don't know. Jonah started it.
Against like
it's
Dune
true.
2.
I did.
He threw a crazy take out there.
Yeah.
Which is just an opinion, I guess. But
I guess we'll need to do it at the end of the year.
Yeah, like, we're coming up on the second year anniversary.
It's hard to remember what all came out this year also.
I know.
So
and
I'm trying
I,
to think if it's actually accurate.
Like Cole said, I've seen movies that we didn't watch for this podcast.
Yeah.
So it's hard to say.
Like Despicable Me 4.
You know what movie... Go.
In a Violent Nature. I love that movie too.
I don't think I got to watch that one. You know what movie I loved recently that I was shocked? Sasquatch Gang.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was a great movie.
That movie was fantastic.
Even though I'm going based off new releases, but like still that's a
fun
banger
time.
Movie.
Yeah. Matt, if you're listening, that was I think my favorite movie you've put in.
Are
that
you deaf?
Are you deaf?
I think
you lose weight.
Listen to
he finally,
I'm not trying to make friends.
He finally topped Surf Ninjas.
What you listen to, Gavin? Wustoons?
Yeah, I love that movie. So, all right. So, thumbs up, thumbs down. Unless there's anything else you guys would like to add that's spoiler free. Should people? I normally ask leave their house and go to the movies to see this. Wait for streaming. It's on streaming. We watched it on streaming. We watched it here. Oh, you know what? Rewind a second. Did you guys enjoy this movie more or less because we? Do you think you enjoyed this movie more or less watching it at home than you would have in the theaters?
I think it was about the same, but I think this would have been really cool in the theaters.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think it took away anything watching it at home.
This is one of the rare movies where I would agree. I don't think, like, you're missing the spectacle and the audience like atmosphere by watching this one at home. I think this is a great home movie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm kind of actually happy we watched it here rather than going to the theater, honestly. I like being able to interact as it's going on.
Yeah, and talk about it. Yeah.
Yeah, it is nice. I don't know. There's just something about the theater atmosphere I love, but I do recognize that it becomes difficult.
I would not have enjoyed it as much as I did if I went to the theaters, I believe.
You really? You think you would have enjoyed this movie less?
Yeah.
Huh.
That's fair.
Wild. Wild.
Wild like Robot.
Yeah. There was. All right. Well, okay. Back to my original question then. Thumbs up, thumbs down. Should people watch this movie? I am 2 thumbs up. I don't care how cold, dark, dank, rotten your heart is. If your heart's like coals, I think you I think you'll still enjoy this movie. And, yeah, I think everyone should watch this film. I think it's great. Jonah?
I'm also going to go 2 thumbs up. I thought it was a very good time. If you're a kid, you'll like it because it's a funny robot and funny animals. And if you're older, it's going to probably make you cry. And in a good way, though. So,
my wife sobbed.
Yes.
Well, like 3 times. Time, she does, but like this was...
This got me a few times.
These were deep. I teared up at one moment. We'll talk about it in a bit. I teared up at one moment for sure. Cole, thumbs up, thumbs down?
We'll go 1 thumbs up.
That's fair.
Cold, callous, dead heart here.
At least he liked it.
I could be hating on this movie, but I'm not going to.
My heart is getting colder just sitting on the same couch as this man.
I mean, I thought this was going to be like The Iron Giant, but it wasn't. So.
Yeah.
It does have some similar art design here and there in the robot choice, just a little bit.
Yeah.
All right. Let's get into some spoilers. Wee woo, wee woo, wee woo.
Wee woo, wee woo.
That being said, there's not too much to spoil in this film, I feel like.
Robot.
He's wild, you know?
Yeah.
For a kids movie, I enjoyed its themes a lot more than most kids movies. So kind of like I said earlier, while the plot is the weakest part of the film, it is a kids movie. I think that this movie, we talk about media sometimes punching up or punching down. Does it punch up and like try to like tackle harder subjects, or does it punch down and just take the easy like poop fart? No offense to actually full offense, Captain Underpants.
No. Great movie. Captain Underpants is a great movie.
I ain't gonna even touch that.
It's
beating a dead horse at this point.
Yeah.
No, it's beating the horse. We resurrected it, and now we're going to beat it down again.
Regardless of how brain dead you are like Jonah, I think we can all agree that Captain Underpants movie punches down. It doesn't try to be...
definitely doesn't punch up, I'll say that.
Yeah.
Not like
or sideways, you know.
Yeah.
This movie, it deals with... First off, the movie opens up with death.
True.
Like, we have the robot crushing... what it doesn't even know what it is. It's like a life form. I guess that was after it learns to speak. So it's like it suffers what is essentially like racial inequality and like racism in a weird way. And I don't think that's what they were going for, but like it can't speak the language. It's bullied because of it. It's on a strange planet. It learns the language and then it's shunned because it's weird looking, ugly duckling style. And then we get to death. We kill a mom. And then it's about her raising this duckling and the struggles, trials, and tribulations that come with parenthood. So while Jonah said, like, if you're a kid, you're going to like this movie, I agree. But also, like, kids often rarely get more out of a movie than the adults do. I think adults are going to get more out of this movie than kids will, despite the fact that it's a kid's film.
I would agree with that.
Yeah.
Or, like, a kid, I feel like if a kid watches this and like it, the more they can rewatch it over and over again as they get older and get something new out of it every time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So let's go ahead and talk about the plot, though. This podcast is going to be a short and sweet one, I can tell, because we all like the movie and it's a kid's movie. And like, you know, there's not a ton to discuss. Let's go ahead and jump in, like kind of like what we would normally do. Like, does anyone have a favorite scene?
I mean,
I think I do.
Okay. Cole's grinning.
Yeah, probably like that's when, probably something funny.
Probably like when the mom duck dies or something, the goose, he's probably like, oh, yeah.
I think I know what it is. Wait, gonna say.
Paint me as a psychopath. What is wrong with you?
A lot of things, actually. Cole, what was your favorite scene?
I really liked it was the one joke of like the mom, the possum. Like, I'm raising my 7 kids. Ah!
Oh, yeah.
6 kids.
Yeah. Wow. 6 kids.
That part killed me.
That
I
part made
dying.
Me die. I was like, unbelievable. That's crazy.
The movie never at any point shied away from like, a cat. The movie at any point, never shied away from the fact that like animals are animals and kill and eat each other.
Yeah.
Like, you know, that was kind of nice. It does. We'll talk about later when we get to the plot. I have a huge plot problem that I think you guys are also going to have, but that does kind of talk about that. But no, I that scene was really funny. I really like the mom possum in general.
I think I know what you're going to go at with the plot.
Yeah. I also think I know what you're saying.
We'll get there in a bit. Jonah, what was your favorite scene?
My favorite scene was when the when the robot, the takeoff scene, when Roz puts the duck on the goose. I can't talk today.
Yeah.
Not good for
right.
a podcast.
Yeah.
The robot puts the goose on her shoulder and they run and he takes off and he leaves. The music and the score and the visuals were very lovely.
T-posing the whole way.
Yes, T-posing. Got me a little emotional.
That scene was beautiful.
Okay. Yeah. The score there is just beautiful.
I think my favorite is when the robot is rescuing all of the animals from the storm.
I like that too.
So
it's also good.
We're no longer a movie that's just about like the sacrifices of parenting. We're talking about it's just sacrifices in general. There's one shot in particular. So I've seen this movie twice. We watched it again with my wife's sister.
Did she cry?
She did, yeah. I think she teared up. She didn't like sob like my wife did, but she definitely like teared up a bit. There's one scene that has given me goosebumps both times, and it is the scene where she's rescuing the otters, and she's like spinning her head around like a lighthouse, and then she's like climbing up the wall like grappling hook style up the side. Like, I just love that scene. I don't know why. I think it's the animation and the music and just like the emotional value of it. So like the scene where they're saving all the animals is probably my favorite scene, but particularly that one shot. I don't know why. That just stands out in my mind.
Yeah. I remember that one. That was good.
Yeah. Like, and so on that, like kind of that point though, the art style of this movie was unique. It is the same team that did Puss in Boots.
Yeah. And you can really tell. It's kind of the same vibe.
Yeah. And I was going to say, they're moving towards this, and Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles did it a little bit. I wouldn't really call Spider-Verse this, but it also is the same thing, but it's 3D, but it's 2D.
It's stylized.
Yeah. It's not three-dimensional like Disney movies typically are, like Frozen or Tangled or something like that. It's not 2D. It's this beautiful mix of the two. This movie especially, there were some shots that if there was no movement, I would assume it was like a 2D hand-drawn scene.
Scene, yeah.
And I loved it. It was so good.
Yeah. I love it. I think that's the future of like animation is like this style, like more stylized stuff.
And boy, am I, before I go off on a rant, Cole, you actually said at first, if I remember correctly, maybe I'm making this up, I thought you said you didn't like the art style at the beginning of this movie.
Did that change? I was indifferent on it.
Okay.
Like it, even like when I first watched Spider-Verse, it took me a bit to get used to the art style.
Yeah. Okay.
I didn't hate it. It's just, it has to grow on me.
Yeah.
I just remember you saying something at the beginning. You're like, I'm not sure how I feel about the art style where I'm like drooling over here in the opening scene.
Yeah. With the butterflies and she puts her hand on the tree and all the butterflies
fly
away.
It grew on me and it looked really good, but
yeah.
It took some time for me to adjust to it.
It is different.
I am a sucker for animation.
Yeah, same.
And I think most people who are suckers for animation find their way gravitating towards anime. I definitely watch anime, but sometimes I watch anime because it provides this plot that you can't get other things. But a lot of times I watch it just because it's really pretty good animation. Sometimes the most garbage show will have really good animation. But for the longest time, America has not had a distinct art style when it comes to animation. It's been very boring. The closest we got was Disney. But Disney kind of stopped doing it after, I think it's Chicken Little, like the movie flopped and they realized the movie was a success and people realized how much easier it is to do 3D animation. And for the longest time, everyone's been doing 3D animation and it just looked boring. I'm fine with 3D animation if it's like this. This is what I would call like America's new
style.
And I'm gonna find out that this is not an American team, probably. I'm probably going to feel like I put my foot in my mouth. But like Spider-Verse, this movie, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, there was one more.
Puss in Boots.
Puss in Boots, yeah. So maybe there was another one. I wasn't even thinking of Puss in Boots. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm glad to see that we are, I don't know if we're pioneering it, but we are making it our own.
Mitchell's versus the Machines, I think, was the other one.
So there's another one. Yeah. So like there might even be more that I'm not thinking of. Yeah. So that's my point though. Like America is the West is getting its own animation style that is distinct, near comic book like, and I'm here for it. I love it. It looks great.
Yeah. And, like, to that, I think that what I thought of with this movie, I feel like Spider-Verse movies are kind of like, and Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, those are kind of like trying to be like a comic book come to life, kind of. Like, mm-hmm. it looked like a comic book. I feel like this and Puss in Boots almost were kind of also, like, almost like a kid's book come to life. Like, it has, like, a storybook aesthetic almost, you know?
Yeah.
Like, hand-painted, drawn stuff.
Wholeheartedly agree. Sorry, my couch is stuck. I think I'm just going to have to sit in this position for this podcast. No, I totally agree, yeah. And I actually liked the first Spider-Verse more for that reason as far as animation goes. I felt like I love that there was different art styles in the second Spider-Verse movie, but it kind of took away from the appeal of, like, this comic we are book. In a comic book when you start introducing all these different art styles. It kind of drew your eye away from the important stuff. It was almost oversaturated.
Yeah.
So, all right. I guess let's go ahead and go on to, does anyone have a least favorite scene? I know I do. I'm curious to know, do you guys have a least favorite scene for this movie? Did you give it any thought?
Well, a few things went into this. It's been a bit, so I'm trying to think back to what, you know, think about on this movie. Really, as far as, like, things I didn't like, I can't really think of a particular scene, but, like, an overarching, narrative they were having during, like, the plot, which I think we'll get into that when we get to the plot, though. You want me to say it now? Or
yeah, did you have a least favorite scene? Yeah, absolutely, yeah.
Well, like, as far as, like, not really a scene, but, like, it's mainly, like, how they've this whole movie, they've disrupted the food chain, essentially, on this island.
Yeah, or ignored it.
Or ignored it completely.
Yeah,
like, how the heck
by the end of it, yeah.
Yeah, it's like, oh, we're all friends, but I'm going to kill you later.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess you're right. That's not really a scene, but I have the exact same gripe, and that's probably my biggest gripe, if we're being honest.
Yeah. That's the main thing I didn't like.
But you didn't have a scene.
Not that I think. I mean, maybe
us
talking about it'll jog something and I'll remember, like, oh, wait.
And that's
I didn't
okay.
care for that.
Well, it's really hard to have a least favorite scene in a movie where it's mostly bangers.
Yeah.
Jonah, did you have one?
No. I mean, I can't really think of a scene I didn't like. Even the food chain thing, that didn't bother me that much. I mean, I might still, like, not give it a 5 because of it, but I'll think about it.
You'll think about it.
I'll think about swayed. It. I do think, especially because I think they almost, like, kind of fixed it. Like, there was that scene at the end with the bear is talking to the fox, mm-hmm. and he goes, you know, I'll be chasing you again tomorrow. I think they could have had, like, a really cool line or something about it.
But then he goes, I'm just kidding.
Yeah. I was like, oh, okay, never mind. Yeah. It's over. So
my least favorite scene, I feel like a meanie bobini for being the only one with an actual least favorite scene. My least favorite scene was when they go to the food plant in, like, the human city.
When the geese have the fight.
Geese are migrating.
Oh, yeah.
So a few things happen. One, like, 600 geese fly in through a ventilation shaft with the slowest moving fan I've ever seen in my life. And no human or robot, because there's thousands of them there, see these hundreds and hundreds of geese fly in and land. Thought that was stupid. And then the robot sees a goose, and then the humans, like, smack the big red button, and the system goes on high alert, which I also think is stupid, because surely that's something that, like, has happened before. They surely have a thing. And then the geese start...
A random bird just flies on in.
Yeah,
just,
and then the geese start destroying plant, like, farm equipment. Like, it's exploding, and I'm like, what is... This is so stupid. What is happening? And then the dumbest part was when the big mecha battle... super battle droids come out and start open firing on the geese, destroying the facility. And it's like, okay, I'm supposed to believe that this is a hyper-intelligent, non-dystopian future where the robots are capable of, like, near-human levels of, like, intelligence.
We're past that.
Yeah. And you're telling me that, like, they're stupid enough to be shooting holes, or that no human's going to be like, hey, stop that. Just shoot holes open in the side of your super high-tech, like, space facility. Just the whole scene was just stupid from start to finish, and I didn't like it, and I wished that it had been done differently or not been in the movie. That was the only scene that I was like...
Yeah. Do we really need that scene in the movie, though?
The one bird died.
And
he became a leader, kind of. He had to lead all his friends out of there.
But I feel like you could show...
Done that in a different way, though.
You could kill the bird. Or show... I forgot his name. Bright Bill, yeah, growing in other ways. You're right. It doesn't need to happen.
Have a big old storm or something. I don't know.
I think the only thing that scene did was show Bright Bill that there are other robots. But, like, I feel, once again, this is based on a book. So, mind you, the book... They're following the book, I'm assuming. But, like, I don't know. I feel like...
That's a... dangerous assumption there.
Yeah.
I've heard from many people. So apparently this book came out when we would have not been reading it, like when we were probably junior high, maybe high school. A lot of my current high school students I have now said that this was their favorite book in grade school. Mm-hmm. So I'm under the assumption that they're following the book pretty closely. I might go back and read it at some point, depending on how long it is. But yeah, I agree. They could have. It showed Brightbill that there are other robots and that they're not all the same. I don't know. It just the whole scene.
And that is where Roz goes at the end, I think.
I just feel like you could have had, even if you remove the fact that the robots are destroying the walls and remove the fact that the geese start destroying farm equipment and just have people handle it in a rational way. Just humans be like, oh, there's geese in the corn, like maybe hits a button and then the Roswells start like trying to grab the geese and we're not like open firing. I feel like that could have just been handled in a knot.
It acts like it. They've never thought that that would even be a possibility when you have an open vent.
That has to happen every year. Like geese migrate and then they destroy the giant combine thing.
Like, we're talking like,
and then they start breaking glass,
flames and explosions,
destroying the entire farm. Also, then that's what Brightbill says. No, Rosms can't hurt people, and then he immediately gets like proven wrong because
you're a goose.
Yeah, and then the what was it? The big evil droid comes out. It's like, oh well, I guess
he's not a Ros.
I feel like everyone's gonna be. I would be mad at him if he was like, they can't hurt you, and then the guy came out and just started shooting at me.
Yeah,
technically not a Ros, but like, I'd still be mad.
You would hear the geese coming too if you're a human that's working in the facility because geese are loud.
Oh, that's my thing. Like, that's what I'm saying. There's no way there was like a 500 geese minimum, like, flew in through that vent. There's no way you don't hear those things like in the hundreds.
Or see them.
Yeah.
A cluster of them.
Sorry. That scene, it's a kid's movie. The scene shouldn't get me heated. But
it doesn't make any sense.
The scene gets me heated because, and it bothers me because it's such a good movie. And it's like, why could we not fix this one scene and then move on with our lives?
Yeah. That's the only thing we really have to complain about, I guess. So that's a good thing.
Yeah. I do have a few other minor complaints. Let's go ahead and get into it. The food chain thing. It's a kid's movie. It's a kid's movie. I should not be bothered by this, but we all said it. We all joked about it when we were watching it. The movie has been very clear to stress that the food chain is real and that there are predators and prey. This has been a forefront of the movie. And then we're supposed to just expect that, like, that's not going to happen anymore at the end.
Like, how are they going to survive?
Like,
I guess like maybe the fish don't count or the clams don't count and they'll see those.
We saw the seagull spit out the crab.
That's true.
And then clams and fish aren't people.
Yeah.
Yeah. She took
fish don't count.
She took the time to rescue that gar at one point or whatever that thing was. I don't know. It's just, I don't know. It's just, and it's such a small, it's not that small, but it's nitpicking. Don't get me wrong. It's nitpicking. And maybe we're supposed to believe that they are going to go back to it, but like the bear being like, yeah, I'm not going to eat you anymore. It's like, well
they're friends
now. What are you going to eat?
Yeah, I feel like
they're the only ones that exist because also they're on an island. Are you going to get anyone else on there? Like any more bears? Any more?
I just feel like they could solve my issue by just like have a 5-second shot of them like planting berries or corn or something. Like, give me like.
Yeah. And I feel like it wouldn't be that noticeable if the rest of the movie wasn't super real with it. Like,
yes.
Hey, you know, people die in nature and that's just the way nature is, you know? And then at the end, it's just kind of like.
And then their whole thing was like, we're going to work together and not kill each other to survive the winter.
Yeah. I would be fine with that.
Like, hey, we have a truce for the winter.
Yes.
Yeah.
So I'm fine with the winter truce. Yeah. That part.
But it ruined everything then because now they're all friends.
Yeah. Awkward.
Yeah. Well, yeah, and I don't know. It's one of those. It's a kids' movie. We're nitpicking. It doesn't matter.
The kids' movie thing. I get it. It's a kids' movie.
You're not
movie.
Supposed to think
we're,
about
I
it.
I know, but we're. But we praise it for things, but also I think we have to also look at the flaws of it.
No, yeah. I agree wholeheartedly, which is why I'm bringing it up. It's like it's. I don't know. Just they could have showed me a scene. I don't know. We're being nitpicky, but that's what we're here to do. This is the Jonah and I.
We just played footsies. That was kind of cute.
Toes. We just touched toes. Whoa.
PG-13 out here.
Yeah. But no, yeah. That scene with the corn, that plot point. That's why I said it might be a pretty boring movie. Or a pretty boring episode. I loved it. I don't have any other gripes or nitpicks or complaints. Did you guys have any? And I want you guys to dig deep. Get into that well. Any nitpicks or complaints?
Here's the problem here. It's been over a week. I've been to 3 concerts in the last week.
Oh my gosh. That's true, actually.
Things have, I don't remember as much from this movie as like I would think if we had taken a day or two.
Yeah.
When we were originally supposed to record it, it was like 2 days after the fact, so it would have been a much better like Me ask you this question?
No, yeah. I mean, I should have done what
I did, just watch it again.
Well,
yeah, I probably will watch it again.
No, because I was very just like, I mean, it was good, but I'm gonna be real, I'm not gonna...
Cold and heartless.
It was good. I'm not gonna like watch it by myself, though. That's weird.
I do. You guys can use my login. Oh, yeah, on that note, like, it was $25 to rent this movie or $30 to buy it. That's stupid.
Yeah, I remember COVID era. They would be charging that for those theater movies.
Yeah.
It was crazy.
I'm glad we're back to going, like, where the movie theater is open and we can go to it again. Don't get me wrong. And I don't know why this movie wasn't in theaters longer.
Is it not anymore? I thought it still was. It was on both now.
Is it on? Is it? Okay.
That's probably like a Five Nights at Freddy's thing.
Yeah, I could be wrong.
I thought the fact that it wasn't in theaters anymore, I'm going to look it up on AMC, and I thought that was why they were streaming it. Okay, I don't know why they let it go to streaming so fast, because like I would have went to see this in a theater.
Yeah, I think it's still in theaters. I could be wrong, but...
Uh-oh. I just opened up the AMC app, and it wants me to rate Joker 2.
Oh.
I'm going to be real and give it a 1. Like, as much as I had things I liked about the movie, let's be real here. Here comes out soon.
I'm the Joker, baby.
Nope. It says it's still in theaters. You're totally right. It is still in theaters.
I think they did it with Puss in Boots, too.
Interesting that they send it to streaming so fast. Maybe because it's a kid's movie and they want parents to spend $30 to buy it for their kid.
Or maybe people see it in theaters and they get home and the kid's like, I want to watch it around. Oh, my mom, please, 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 I want to watch it again. And then they can also rent it. They get double money.
That was a really good kid's voice, man.
Thank you.
That was really good.
I was once a kid.
Dude, me too, bro.
Yeah.
This guy, though?
He might have been a kid.
Alrighty. Well, I don't have any other like strong thoughts, feelings, or opinions on this film in a good way because it was good. Do we want to jump straight into the rubric? I know it's only been 30 minutes, but
I'm down. I was probably like, I don't really have any complaints. I was thinking like a few days after we watched it, I was like, this might be like a perfect. I don't think it'll be anymore, but I couldn't think of anything I didn't like about it.
Well, I'm glad we could ruin it for you.
I mean, it's still going to be very high. Don't get me wrong.
Okay.
But
so I'll start us off with plot. I have went back and forth and back and forth with the plot as to whether to give it a 3 or a 4. Because it is a kid's movie based on a book, I'm going to give it a 4. Definitely, but we had the complaints that we had. I don't think they're movie ruining. It's still, as far as a kid's movie go, like I said, I'm actually really appreciative of the plot. This is what inevitably bumped it up to a 4. I'm appreciative that the plot deals with more important, serious topics such as parenthood, childhood, teenage angst, death, loss. Like it punches up all above its weight often, and so that's why I'm gonna give it a 4. Cole,
I'm also in the same boat as far as like which one to give it. I feel like this movie had like a lot happening in a short amount of time, which is a kid's movie. I get it. Like, it felt like the main thing it was focusing on the whole time was old Bright Bill learning to fly, and then they blew through that in the first before the first hour was over. It's like, well, what are they going to do the rest of the movie now? And then it turned into... The winter arc, and then there was the bad guys came back, and then a lot of stuff happening.
Yeah?
So
I didn't feel like it was... Personally, I didn't feel like it was like... There's so much happening, I can't comprehend.
I mean, it wasn't bad like Way of Water bad, but it was... Yeah.
The weekly Way of Water dig.
Hey, it's not the worst thing we've seen.
Yeah, true.
What are you giving it, Cole?
I'll give it a 4, I guess. I guess I'll be nice.
Good on you. I did just think of another gripe about the plot, but I'm not going to say it because I don't want Cole to bump it down.
No, I'll say it now.
I'm not going to.
It's on the edge of our seat now.
Are you locked in at a 4?
I'm not going to say I'm locked in on anything until we're done.
Oh, man. I'll say my gripe, but it's really not big. I just thought of another nitpick. At the end, when they're skydiving out of the big exploding ship, she reaches and grabs her power core and rips it out and then shoves him inside. She's like, I have all I need. Cute, adorable line. But then I expected her to die shortly afterwards because she ripped out her power core. I think she should have died. I think that would have been a better ending to this film.
It's not entirely clear what that is. Because, like, I remember called she talked her power about cord. It. Called it her power cord, but then there's a line where she implies she can live without it.
Oh, we don't have continuity on here anymore.
Or
lots
can't.
Of continuity.
Well, or maybe she can't recharge.
I think she mentioned that she gets most of her energy through her solar panels. So I'm just under the impression that she lived because of her solar panels. But still, I think it would have been a better movie. Hear me out. We're skydiving.
The mom dies.
She rips out the power core, puts the bird in. I have everything I need. We get the line. She lands in the lake. She opens up. Bright Bill climbs out, and she's dead.
Give me, make it a free.
You did it.
I knew he was going to do it. You're doing that just to stir the pot.
I'm
don't
not stirring
even.
The pot. No, but because I forgot that continuity is not a thing anymore.
Yeah, it's in plot. He's right. But I also feel like I kind of also like how she gets back, and then she's like, you know, it's best for these guys if I have to leave, and she has to make the sacrifice.
That was a good moment, yeah. I just think it would have been a better movie if she had died. Cole, are you really taking it down to a three?
Yeah, because it's also continuity.
Dang.
And they're the worst.
The food chain.
This guy stinks!
All the geese, the geese debacle that you ranted about for 10 minutes. Yeah, we...
It's a kids movie, Cole. It's a kids movie.
Yeah, that Space Jam 2 was a kids movie also. We rip out on that weekly.
Was it, though? We
Are
knew,
we kidding me?
Hold up.
Are you kidding me?
We know who the target audience was for Space Jam 2, and it was not strictly children.
That's a lie.
It was stupid people.
It was.
Sorry. Okay, I'm not saying that we...
that was like Cole's most anticipated movie of the year.
Yeah, but he hated it, so he's not stupid.
I meant Space Jam 2 being the sequel that it was, I feel like had the... I don't disagree with you. At the end of the day, it's a kids movie, but I think its target audience was people our age.
I was in the movie theater. I saw who was all there. It was 90% children.
Yeah.
I feel like the target audience for that was nostalgia bait for adults to get their kids there.
I think a lot of people don't like LeBron, though, so that's
true.
That wasn't exactly the best way to do that if you're going to get that.
You're like me, and Cole has to tell me on my LeBron lore because I don't know it.
The weekly Space Jam disc.
Yeah.
Oh, that's true, too.
Yeah.
Jonah, plot?
I was actually between 4 and 5. I'm going to go do 4, though. Some of the continuity stuff or, like, the logical kind of, like, that doesn't really make sense. Like, the food chain and the geese scene. They didn't make sense, and I did notice it, so I'm going to give it a 4. But it didn't really bother me enough to bring it down any more than that because I feel like, even though it didn't really make sense, I feel like the feels and what the scene, I still, like, felt... like tension in the farm scene, even though it didn't really make sense. And the food chain scene, like I was like, you know, it doesn't make sense, but I like the vibe.
But they're all going to die.
They're all going to die. But I still like the vibe, but I will knock it down for the continuity. And then like, but I just felt overall, I mean, it tackles really nothing. It doesn't tackle anything too crazy in terms of subject matter, like motherhood. Well, I guess it kind of does, but it's executed really well. You know? And then, I mean, I thought it was paced really well. I feel like almost in a good way, like you couldn't leave the room almost in the sense that like something every scene felt important to a degree.
I agree. And despite what Cole said, I was actually happy that the flying arc was like the halfway point of the movie because I, based off the trailers, thought this whole movie was going to be teaching this thing how to fly. And then that was going to be the movie ending. And then I was just like, whenever he learned to fly like halfway through and I was like, oh, there's still half a movie left. I didn't know exactly what the ending was going to be. That actually was a pro for me.
Yeah.
All right, Cole, start us off. This one's a little hard. I actually just made a note here for a future episode for maybe something to change. Start us off here, Cole, for characters.
Is this going to... Wait, hold on. Did you just make the Cole Wright clause? Are you going to separate plot and continuity?
No.
Oh, we can have like legislative like names for it.
No.
Cole v. Tyler.
I thought of another way. That's funny. I thought of another way to potentially improve the rubric. Don't want to do it on this episode, and we just changed the rubric, so maybe we don't want to do it for the rest of the season. So I just typed off to the side. So for characters, Cole, what would you give the characters for this movie?
I'll do 4. I mean, they're all a solid cast of characters. I mean, they're not memorable by any means, but most of them aren't. They're obviously Roz. You're going to remember Roz. You're going to remember Bright Bill. You're going to remember the main... I don't remember the fox's name, though, ironically enough. But
no, Fink. Yeah.
Fink the fox? Okay. It was a solid cast of characters. I can't give it I really don't want to give it a 5, but I'll give it a 4.
Okay. Jonah, I'm thinking. I'm thinking.
Thinking?
Yeah.
I'm going to give it a 5.
Okay.
Because I know it might be crazy, but I really loved all the characters in this movie. Even if I can't remember their names, I still love them. I loved the main three. I like the robot, Roz, Bright Bill, and the Fox. But I really liked a lot of the side characters.
Old Man Duck was just like...
Yeah, the Old Man Duck, he was great. Yeah.
Long Neck.
Long Neck. I love the beaver a lot. The artist, the beaver's
name.
Yeah.
But he was hilarious.
Yeah, he was funny.
The Catherine O'Hara possum, hilarious.
The villain, quote unquote, the robot that comes out.
Evil villain?
Yeah, he's like...
Cole's like, I can't remember any of the characters, but here's all the characters, and I also really like
I know
this
who
one.
They are. I know what's in the movie. I couldn't tell you their names, though.
Yeah.
Oh, the Mark Hamill bear. I liked him a lot, even though there wasn't much to him. He was just...
He didn't join the force afterwards, so that's unfortunate.
Yeah. Very tragic.
Yeah.
he didn't sit on a rock and fade away. But yeah, I really love the characters in this movie. I'm good at 5.
I think I'm also going 5 because kids' movies tend to have very one-dimensional characters. Many of the characters in this movie were, but I do enjoy. We saw Fink obviously kind of changed and Fink and the Wild Robot had the most character development of any of them. We saw a little bit with Bright Bill. I did like the possum character. We saw some character growth with the beaver. We saw character growth with the bear. All of the animals, you could argue, grew a little bit with the winter arc a little bit. But I enjoyed that if a character was important, I really liked them. And if a character wasn't important, they didn't get enough screen time to bog down the movie.
Yeah.
Because sometimes in a movie like this, there's a lot of annoying extra characters. I appreciate that this movie did not do that. We never took the time to get to know the raccoons. We never took the time to get to know the moose. Or like the elk or whatever it was like, and just like I appreciated that if they wanted you to get to know a character, they did it, and if it wasn't important, they didn't bog us down. And so I'm going to give characters a 5 because with kids movies, that's actually very uncommon. I feel like they want you to, every person has to have a name and like a thing. So
yeah,
all right, Jonah, start us off. Jonah, you give plot a 5, didn't you?
Or I get plot 4.
4.
Yeah.
For some reason, I didn't put that in. You give characters.
It's rigged.
It is rigged.
Visuals, Jonah. This should be a slam dunk.
I'm gonna go 1.
Yeah.
Just kidding. I'm gonna go 5. Easy 5. I mean, a lot of movies are doing this style, like you said, but it looks amazing every time. But I love this. I thought this one almost like it went for more of a hand painted style, like we talked about, mm-hmm. rather than like comic books ish style. And I absolutely loved it. It was beautiful.
Yeah. I think I'm an easy 5 as well. It was similar in style, but it was distinct enough to stand on its own. So I'm also a 5. Cole?
If it's 3 or under, I'm going to be...
It's a 5.
Okay.
Yeah, this movie looks fantastic. I can't argue against it.
Yeah. I'm kind of shocked. I'm trying to say 4.
Think about a way I could just troll and like make you guys sweat a little bit.
I was expecting him to say 4. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
4 I would have been fine. Like, 3 I would have been
like,
come on.
Like
now.
I said, I hated this movie at the start of it.
He's like the Simon Cowell of our podcast.
Jonah's been that this whole season.
I feel like I always like wonder. Like I feel like I'm not that critical, but then I look at my scores. I'm like, I guess I am a little bit.
He is that guy.
Yeah,
I get all the flack.
Well, I'll start us off on the next one for audio. Similarly, I'm also going to go a 5. Sound effects for like the lasers. Were and like sci-fi effects were good. All of the nature sound effects were good. And then the voice acting was 10 out of 10. Some of the best voice acting I feel like I've seen in a hot second in a kid's movie. And then the soundtrack was fire.
Fantastic.
The soundtrack was amazing. So yeah, I had that, like, if you're falling and it feels a little bit by flying song stuck in my head the other day walking around school. It was kind of a banger. So
yeah.
I'm also going to go a 5 on audio. Cool.
I'm going to do 5 as well.
Okay.
There's the same thing you said. Fire soundtrack. Everything sounded crisp.
Crisp.
It was good.
Mm.
All righty. And Jonah?
I'm also going to go 5. This is a real, really specific thing, but the water.
Ooh,
whatever
yeah.
Whatever the water was present, beautiful. Beautiful water.
And you know, I wonder if we'd saw this in a theater, if they would have had some really cool like spatial audio stuff going on with like the fight scenes and like the woods. But
yeah.
We watched this at my house. I don't have the world's... I have just a soundbar and some satellite speakers, so I'm better than most homes, but like I'm not a theater sound system, so I wonder if there would have been any cool spatial stuff at the theater.
Yeah, I think there might have been. It was really great. And the music when the Bright Bill's taken off, I've listened to that on Spotify a few times. Crazy,
yeah.
Crazy good soundtrack.
Beautiful, beautiful. All right. Oh, no. I think, wait, who just started us in audio? Was it
you?
Okay.
You, yeah.
Cole, enjoyment.
Oh, boy.
I'm torn.
This is over.
I'm gonna go 3.
Whoa!
I expected that.
Really? I expected a 4.
Yeah, one thumbs up.
I expected a 4. Okay.
Yeah. It was a solid movie. Would I probably ever watch it again by myself? No, that'd be kind of weird. It's a kids' movie. But
there's a robot in it.
Yeah.
Would you ever watch Space Jam by yourself?
Oh, but that's a cinematic masterpiece.
There it is. There it is. Oh,
cinematic.
That has nostalgia behind it, though.
That has nostalgia. This has no nostalgia behind it for me because I am a grown man when this movie just came out.
This has become, perchance, maybe one of my favorite kids' movies, though. Like,
I mean, is it the best movie that's involved the robot? That's a kids movie.
I would say Wall-E's. I would say Wall-E's better.
Yeah.
But that's probably the one.
What about robots though?
It's better than robots. Robots is funny though.
Yeah, don't like robots.
I like robots. That's this trolling. Is not better than robots.
I do really like the Iron Giant. That movie was
the Iron Giant.
Iron Giant was good.
I thought that's what this movie was gonna be. Honestly, just from the trailers,
a lot of people thought that. I mean, it's
that the robot's not a giant.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The medium giant.
The medium
the iron
the
medium.
The iron medium.
The human size.
The iron
giant.
Average.
The human size giant.
The human size
that's
giant.
That's title the better title. This movie.
Yeah.
All right. All right. Cole gave it a 3. I want to cry. Jonah?
I'm going to give it a 5. I honestly think this is a Hall of Fame DreamWorks movie.
That's kind of where I feel with it. It's like, honestly, it's like.
Yeah. This is up there with Puss in Boots 2 and Shrek 2, in my opinion. And How to Train Your Dragon.
Would this be above Shrek?
Ooh. That's hard.
You know what? I had the thought the other day, though. Like, I think this is above Shrek 1 for sure.
For sure. Oh,
for
man.
Sure.
It's tough. That's
I've
tough
said this for Shrek 1 is okay.
Megamind?
I've said this before. Shrek 1 is overrated. I will go on. I will die on this hill.
I've heard this take before, but it's hot.
Oh, my God.
It's good. Don't mind me. Overrated doesn't mean that it's bad, right? Like, overrated just means that, like, people put it on this pedestal where maybe it doesn't belong. I think Shrek 1 is a great movie. Shrek 2 is better. Like,
I would be inclined to agree with that.
Hands down. But you
know what? Shrek 2 part.
Shrek 2 is better, hands down. But you know what movie people always talk about? Shrek 1. No one talks about Shrek 2. Like,
I don't know. I feel like a lot of people love Shrek 2 more.
Yeah, a lot of people talk about Shrek 2.
I feel like I see people quote and reference Shrek 1.
Shrek 1's more quotable for sure.
Yeah. Yeah.
But Shrek 2, I think people agree, is a better movie.
I think Shrek 2 is a much better movie. And then
I'm glad you got very glad the camera's not set up. I'd be doing like the gym from The Office staring to the camera.
And then
I just did it to no camera.
Shrek 3 was
not
bad.
Not great.
Yeah. Shrek 2, 3 is like
and
one of the worst.
I don't know
movies.
If I've watched
4 is
4?
4's all right.
Mid.
Yeah, 4's way better than 3.
Really?
But not as good as 1 or 2, but 4's all right.
So like
that
I,
was just a cash grab at that point. Like, hey,
it's barely canon.
So it's hard to compare. If I compare this movie to Shrek 2, one of they're trying to accomplish very different things.
It would have to sit with me. I think this has to sit with me longer for me to actually say what.
I think why I like this movie is because it has emotional beats that Shrek, or like most kids' movies, do not. Like I said, I talked about like. It dealing with like motherhood and loss of life, and just like there was even some like talks of like depression, like with through Fink and stuff like that, like
loneliness
and depression. Yeah. And then just like, what is the value of a life? Like, this movie covers a lot of stuff that, no offense to Shrek 2, Shrek 2 doesn't cover. Which one's the more entertaining movie? Probably Shrek 2. Like, if you're wanting just pure,
it's funny. It's funnier for sure.
Yeah. So like, I don't know. It's really hard for me to say, but like, it's kind of like The Whale is a 5 out of 5 on enjoyment for me, even though I'm never probably going to sit down and watch The Whale by myself.
Yeah.
More than every like 5 years. Who, Jonah, you said 5. I'm also saying 5. Sorry. I think I started to talk about why I was going to give my score.
We kind of figured.
Yeah, so I'm gonna.
Yeah,
give
I mean,
it a
after
5.
You overrated, say Shrek's overrated. That's crazy.
I will die on that hill. Shrek 1.
The Shrekers are coming for you.
Shrek 1 is
you've
overrated.
You'd be glad Josh is not on this podcast anymore.
Josh even seen Shrek?
Josh loves Shrek. Me and Josh actually talked about Shrek. He is a Shrek 2 over Shrek 1 over Shrek 2 person.
Well, he's wrong.
Dang, we need a debate on here.
Hey, Josh, if you're listening to this episode, punk, come fight me.
You know what? Hey, we got the 2-year anniversary coming up. I think we're going to have a debate for the ages.
Why don't we
Last Jedi versus everything else.
Why don't we live stream as like a, do like a streamathon, and we'll, because I looked it up the other day. As long as we talk and make content, I think we are allowed
or we're not making money off of it.
As far as I know, if we put it on YouTube, basically we have to like cut like the screen can be on, like we can show the screen and then it can go like on and off. It'll be fine. That's what I've seen other reaction people do.
Well, what I was thinking we do is we'd be like, hey, watch Shrek along at home with us.
Ooh.
Or like, hey, start Shrek at this time. And what you said, we'll show it at different points and then we like do like a stream of a movie. Why don't we stream Shrek, or we watch Shrek 1 and 2 back to back?
Double feature.
Run them through the rubric, battle it out.
Well, I mean, I think we're three in the agreement of Shrek 2 is the superior movie. So I mean,
uh-oh. The cat is touching the mic.
I think there's also...
Wait, the three of us do, yeah. But I want to get what audience we have involved. Like, I know our audience isn't huge, but we have a lot of Facebook friends. I think if we... We're getting way off track. I think if we post like a month ahead of time and we say, hey...
Or within a month now.
Facebook friends. This is something we need to do like over spring break or over the summer. Like, hey, Facebook friends, in a month, we are going to be streaming Shrek 1 and Shrek 2. We're going to watch it. We would invite you to watch it alongside us. And then at the end, we want to take phone callers and we want to do like a vote.
Okay. Be interesting.
I don't know. Yeah.
I think that could be cool.
It'd be really sad if we only like two people do it. But if we get even like five or six people, I think it'd be kind of fun to do. And then we could settle this argument once and for all.
By spring break, we're going to be huge, you know, a million subscribers and listeners.
It's true. We're already there.
I already have thoughts, though, for March Madness 2.
Ooh, shoot. Man, it's already almost that time again.
Yeah, dude, this year went by fast. It really did. All right. So I think I rounded us out there. Let me hit the button here. So that puts me at a 96%. Cole at an 80, and Jonah at a 96%, bringing our total score to 90.6. We'll round that up to a 91.
Wow. If DreamWorks keeps putting out bangers like Puss in Boots 2 in this, they might get to Pixar level. I feel like DreamWorks before was like...
Hold up, would you say they're not at a Pixar level? I consider like the big three Disney, Pixar, and...
DreamWorks.
Like, I already put them there, do you not?
If you look at their whole entire library... Pixar, I think, sweeps DreamWorks. Because DreamWorks has some stinkers.
You got to look at depth.
Yes. DreamWorks has some ones where, like, if you look at the worst DreamWorks movie and the worst Pixar movie, Pixar usually is better by a significant margin, in my opinion.
My son, you're on the cable. There we go. My cat has sat on my mic cable.
She definitely put my mic a few times. I don't know if that'll pop up.
I think we definitely need to start having the podcast out here so we can have the cat sit with us. It's a nice vibe. Alrighty, well, there it is. Wild Robot, 91%. We managed to get a 52-minute podcast, a little bit longer than I thought we were going to get. I'm going to kind of go through the now playing, and I want to hear everyone's thoughts.
We got to also think about, are we going to take another hiatus after our two-year anniversary? Because that's coming up at the end of this month.
Is that the end of this month?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think, and the main reason we did that, Jonah, you weren't on the podcast. The main reason we did that is just because December is...
crazy
busy.
Yeah.
Yes, I think we should. I think we probably
have a few weeks to till that happens,
though. I think we only have one or two movies left in us for the season. So that's actually a similar vein. I was coming at it from the other angle. I'm going to read off some of the now playings, some of the coming soons, and I want you to tell me what you think you're the most interested for. So I'll go ahead and start. The movie I'm not interested in at all is Venom.
No.
Okay.
Jonah, weren't you a Venom fan?
I mean, I don't hate Venom. Venom,
it gets a lot of hate.
Yeah, he's an all right player. He's like a dumb fun movie.
I already have it in my mind kind of what my most anticipated one is, but I'm going to wait till you say it.
It might be the next one. So yeah, here.
Nope.
No?
Oh wait, well, oh no. I forgot about that movie.
I'm interested in it.
I'm interested. It's not the one I like want to go see the most.
I thought that would be your most anticipated.
That's up there, though.
I think that movie looks really
close
good.
Close second.
Yeah, I think that would hopefully be a good rounder out for the podcast. Like, maybe if that would be our final one. There's a movie called Conclave that I've never even heard of.
Nope.
I've heard of it.
Anora.
I've seen...
Don't know.
This is all over TikTok ads. It looks interesting.
I think it looks interesting, too. Another one I'm not interested in really much at all, Smile 2.
Nope.
I think we talked about that earlier. I don't think we're probably going to see that.
I would
watch it, but I mean, compared to everything else,
I never saw the first one. The Wild Rock. We Live in Time. I thought looked pretty good.
Yeah, I thought it looked all right.
I thought that looked good. Terrifier 3.
Honestly, I'd vibe, but
I would.
It sounds like it's past I heard it, I heard it's a rough watch though.
Okay. Yeah.
Hear me out. If we don't do here for the ending, they are re-releasing Godzilla Minus One to theaters.
I still haven't watched that.
That movie was amazing. I think that'd be a good one.
Didn't name the one that I wanted to see.
Well,
they're probably not showing it.
What was yours?
Heretic.
Heretic, yeah, A24.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't see it on AMC. AMC tends to have a problem with.
What about A24? Saturday Night also.
Oh, that also that's up there as well.
So I'm getting ready to go to the Coming Soon, but there's like one more now playing. Oh, they're redoing Metropolis? Okay, maybe we should go do that. Anyways, Transformers 1 was another one on there. No?
I would watch it if for good things, but I am also fine with anything else.
I heard that movie was great.
I'd rather go see a number of other movies coming out than go see that one.
The Substance?
I don't know what that is.
I've heard good things.
I've heard really, it's body horror. It's like apparently really gruesome, gory body horror.
That could be fun.
Then there is Saturday Night, which I thought looked really good.
That's up there.
Yeah. Coming soon, Red One.
Okay. Unpopular opinion.
Don't you tell me that you think this movie looks good.
It looks fun. Doesn't look good. It looks like it'd be a blast. Did Violent Night look
good, though?
Yes.
Well, it reminds me of Violent Night. It looks like dumb fun.
I thought the Violent Night looked funny, and I liked that it was rated R. And I was like, oh, this will be entertaining. This is like a PG-13 version of that movie.
That's not going to be a part.
It looks like it knows how stupid it is. That's what I love about it. Like when the snowman's come out in the trailer, and he goes, we got snowman. I'm like, that's so stupid that you have to like it.
I do like Dwayne. I do like Chris. I forgot the guy playing Santa. J.K. Simmons. So, yeah, I will watch it, but I'm not excited for it. Wicked?
Nope.
Yeah.
Take it or leave it.
Yeah. Kind of where I'm
at. Enough of the trailers already.
I'm mad that this movie's getting made, Gladiator 2.
I'm interested.
I really don't care.
I like Ridley Scott movies.
Yeah, I just, Gladiator. Have you seen Gladiator?
I have.
Perfect movie.
Yeah,
Whoa.
Sorry. That's one of those movies where when they said they're making Gladiator 2, I'm like, how are you doing that?
That's what I thought. Yeah. I was like, just don't.
Who asked for this?
I don't know if you saw the ending of Gladiator 1, but it doesn't really set itself up for a sequel very much.
Yeah, I'm mad that they're making it. It's one of those just let good movies be. There is Heretic. I thought Heretic looked really good. Yeah. So Colt says opening November 8th.
Oh.
So that's a couple days. Moana 2.
Ooh, I love Moana 1.
You know what? It could give us a reason to do the a tier list for Disney.
That's true. I would like to see Moana 2 at some point.
And then I think that's a BTS movie. I think that's about it for like anything we'd actually go see. There's lots of stuff obviously coming out.
Next year is going to be, you got that Captain America thing coming out.
True. We got Dogman coming out that's connected to Captain Underpants. Oh, and Paddington 3 is coming out.
Okay, hold up. I actually am excited for Paddington 3.
That's January, though. That'll be after our hiatus.
If that camera was there, I'd be doing The Office.
You don't like Paddington?
For Paddington?
No, Dogman.
Oh, Dogman. Oh, yeah.
I'm actually kind of with you on the Dogman one.
It's not completely connected.
But hey, it's going to be a kids movie. We can't make fun of it.
I feel like what we should do is we should, because we all kind of vote and agree, like, as a group, what movies we're going to go see, obviously, right? But I feel like we should, like, each one of us next year, I'll make physical coupons. Should get a coupon. Ooh. That it's like,
cash it in whenever you want.
My pick.
Yeah.
It's just like, I don't care what you guys say. My pick.
I would love to do that.
I probably would have had to have used that when we saw Suzume.
Oh, yeah, you definitely would have.
Yeah.
Especially when but I would have used my days to go see Air, so it wouldn't have. Mm.
Yeah. You know what?
For Dogman. We're going to see Dogman.
I wish that Suzume had been better. I need to go back and rewatch it, but I don't think I'm going to like it. I'm scared that I'm still going to not like it, so I haven't watched it.
Or you'll be like in such denial, huffing that copium.
Dude, no. Listen, if I was going to be huffing copium, it would have been when we left the theater. When I left the theater, like, that was not good.
That was a whole thing. That episode was,
dude, I had another moment like that with a Studio Ghibli movie. It was his last, The Boy and the Heron.
Oh, it's not good. It wasn't good.
It was meh.
Dang. Yeah. I thought people liked that movie.
You're lucky that we didn't go do a Rubrik episode on it.
I think it would have been, hold up, I actually disagree. I think it would have been a fantastic Rubrik.
You talked it up so much on episodes leading up to it.
Oh, I did, yeah.
And you're like, oh, I hope it's good.
Oh, I did.
Your credibility is going down the toilet.
I very openly talked it up. No, my credibility would be going down the toilet if I was huffing copium and saying it was good. I am openly admitting that I don't think it was great, but I do disagree, and it's hard to explain without watching the movie. I do think it would make for a good Rubrik episode, but But I don't think it was a good film. And it breaks my heart because it was like potentially his last one.
Yeah, at least he didn't do the 3D animation that they tried to do last time.
Yeah, he went on a limb and I looked it up. And I guess this movie was supposed to be his autobiography, which is why it's... like, but he like told it in like anime form and it's weird. It's really weird.
Yeah.
So... alrighty. Well, I was gonna say, so that's I'm most excited for Heretic probably, and then Here are my big two. But I might use my coupon for Godzilla Minus One. We'll see. All right.
Dogman Diamond for doing the
coupons. Dogman.
I'll see what other movies are coming out next year.
I'll go watch Dogman. All right.
I'll have to save it. There might be another movie coming out I need to use it for.
That's the fear. Like, what if you use your coupon and then something else comes
around. Yeah.
Might have to like give Jonah like $50 to use his coupon. Ooh. Like on a movie I like or something.
I don't even know what else it would be that like we wouldn't want to go see besides Dogman. I don't even know if Dogman's going to be that good.
I'll wait for something just completely horrendous.
Yeah, like
I'll use that as spite. Like
The Whale 2.
The Whale 2. The Return.
No, I'd go see The Whale 2. Actually, no, that would like that's how I feel about Gladiator 2. Like imagine if they made a Whale 2.
Yeah, like why?
Yeah, just why?
New fat guy.
New fat man. It's about a person with bulimia. Like, it's the opposite They can't gain weight.
The beached whale.
Yeah. Oh, all righty. Well, guys, we managed to get an hour out of this. So, Cole, I'm sorry we had to wait so long to film it. It's my fault. But I was going to say, I got incredibly busy and wasn't able to film last week. So, glad we still got to do this episode. Glad we watched this movie. We will have this episode hopefully up tomorrow. So, if you're watching this, please like and share this with your friends. And let us know on Facebook what movie you think we should go see next. Until then, I'll see you guys later. Bye-bye.
Bye.